Good morning here on the Caravan and Camping Show. Well, certainly Geelong has received a lot of attention, and quite rightly too, the grand final. Well, let's find out what it's like to go and stay there, maybe in your tent or your caravan. We'll head out to one place called the River Glen Holiday Park there in Geelong. It's a family-owned business, and we're talking to the manager, Bryony Fleming. How are you, Bryony?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Oh, very good. What's it like working in a family-owned business? Because I guess there's no escaping the boss, is there?
The boss. The boss is my father, although we like to say we're our own boss. Poor dad. look, it's great. We get to bring our kids to work. Customers love it because it is such a friendly atmosphere here, and nothing's a problem because it's our own business. So it's, you get the real deal when you come in, you see one of the family members, and they'll look after you.
That's what we always love with that home style adventure that we get in your park. And what's it look like? If I go for a bit of a walk around, what do I see?
Okay, well, we're quite a large park. We've got 120 cabins, a lot of seated deluxe cottages, some with spas. We have about 50 camping sites, so for caravan and tent sites. We have, for the children, we have a games room, a playground, a brand new pool, a jumping pillow. We've just put in some more new barbecues. Wow. So it's a lovely area.
You said a jumping pillow, is that right? What's that?
A pillow, yeah, it's just like a big jumping castle, but it's built into the ground.
Ah.
Timer, it comes up in the morning and goes down over an evening. And I think at the moment, I just put my head out before, I think there's about 30-odd children on there.
Oh, my goodness, they would love it. I think I'd love it too. Now, you mentioned spas.
Great exercise.
That'd be right. You mentioned spas and your chalets. Now, that sounds pretty, luxurious. Tell us more about that.
They're lovely. They're big corner spa baths. And they're very comfortable. So great for a family with children with a bath, or husband and wife to get away for the weekend.
How about if we've got our own accommodation, if we bring our caravan? I know you've got room for that. What about the bigger units, like the fifth wheelers, the mobile homes?
Look, we get big fifth wheelers in, and also big buses that are travelling around Australia. I've got a couple of buses in at the moment as we speak, and a fifth wheeler.
Good.
We've got some large sites to cater for them as well. So
would that be big enough for them to turn around if they need to?
Yes, we've got a big area that they can get a good swing in to turn around.
All right. Now, I know we can't take our pets. However, the children, of course, are welcome. And you've got a beautiful location. You're right there near the river. How far would it take?
Gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. You walk across out our gate and across the parkland, and the river's along there. It's just really, really pretty, especially this time of the year. The birds are out chirping. It's daylight savings. It's beautiful. You know, 6 o'clock in the morning, there's people everywhere over there walking and riding. It's, great.
Is there much that we can do on that river, on the Barwon River, where you've got boating there?
Yeah, a lot of people, they have a lot of rowing events on the river, a lot of school rowing. And they also, on Sundays, you see a lot of people out skiing on the river.
Sounds great.
People do fish.
Oh, good. What do they catch, do you know?
Now you're going to test me. Is it what's a bad fish, cod or carp?
Oh, well, actually, I don't know. They both sound pretty good to me.
The cod. I think it's cod in it. It's a bad one that no one eats. So a lot of people do throw that back in.
Well, it sounds like it'll still be fun, though, because honestly, if I can get anything on my hook, I'll settle for blowfish, honestly.
I wouldn't swim in there. People have been known to swim in there, but I personally myself wouldn't swim in there. And there's great parklands across the road as well with bird sanctuaries. You can go over for walks, feed the birds. The kids love that. Good playground area. They've just built a brand new playground across the road, a big adventure playground.
Ah, yes.
It's lovely.
Now, I don't normally take my golf clubs with me, but you do have a golf course quite nearby. What else is close by?
Oh, there's quite a few big golf clubs in the area. A big popular one is called 13th Beach, which is about a 15-minute drive from us. Just depending on what sort of ones you're after.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
In the area, but there's lots. My husband, he likes to play golf, and 13th Beach, that's quite a popular one as well.
If we're heading off for a day trip, where would you suggest that we go and come back to?
Look, Barwon Heads is absolutely beautiful. That's where The Sea Change was filmed. I'm not sure whether you've ever seen that on ABC. They used to do the movie The Sea Change.
Ah, yes, and that's where it was filmed.
Remember that? Yeah. And now they've got a big restaurant out on that pier, which is a very popular restaurant. So that's only about a 20-minute drive from here. And then you've got Ocean Grove, which is just across the bridge from Barwon Heads. They have great ice cream shop there. Very yummy.
Oh, good.
Then you've got Port Arlington, all around that area. Port Arlington also has a great bakery. They're good for Sunday drives, you see.
We love that.
Drives. And then you've got, you know, along the Great Ocean Road, you know, we're only sort of 10 minutes from the start of the Great Ocean Road, Torquay.
Oh, yes, that's a beautiful area, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's heard of the famous Great Ocean Road, so, you know, that goes for hours.
Yes.
Some people can spend a couple of days going along it. Some people do an all-day trip, so you've got Torquay, Anglesey, Lorne, Apollo Bay. Yeah, it just keeps going. It's beautiful all along there.
Ryan, you make it sound wonderful, and of course it is out there. We'll just get a bit more information about your lovely holiday park, the River Glen Holiday Park there in Geelong. But what's your camp kitchen like? What can we expect there?
Okay, we've got two camp kitchens. We've got quite a large one that has, we have about five different trestle tables with a heap of chairs around each of those tables. We have your full-size stove and oven, microwave, your full-size fridge. It's quite a large area that can also cater for conferences as well.
Good.
And we've got another one on the other side in our camping area where our amenity block is, which we're just in the middle of redoing up. We're renovating that block.
Very nice.
So it'll be brand new shower and toilets for the ladies and the men's, brand new camp kitchen. We're in the middle of doing all that up now as we speak.
Oh, lovely. So the toilets and the showers, as they are at the moment, how would you describe them?
Yeah. So what we're doing, we're waiting on, we've just ordered some brand new en-suites.
Oh, lovely.
For people to use while we close down the men's side. The ladies will use the amenities, the new en-suites.
Oh.
And the men's will use the old ladies' amenities and then we'll reopen the men's side.
That's always the case, isn't it? Ladies get looked after. Well, I guess we don't mind being gentlemen. And when do you expect
the ladies like to spend more time doing their hair and their makeup? And so, yeah, so the brand new one. So we've brought en-suites to put on site.
Fair enough. When will all that be ready?
Side down.
When do you think all that will be up and ready for a full service?
Look, I would probably, you know, no guessing, but I would say sort of March next year, maybe.
All right, because we've got a lot of people that like to do their lap of honour, and they'll certainly be ready by around about that time.
I would hope much, but if not, in the meantime, like I said, lovely brand new en-suite sites, big double ones we've just ordered from Jayco, so
Wow. They're
in the middle of getting made as we speak.
Now, if I want to put my little two-man dome tent on an unpowered site, how much does it start at?
$25 per night for off-peak season, and then after peak season it goes up to $39 a night.
And I've got to know, how much is it to get a cabin with that spa in? Because I've never had a cabin with a spa in before.
$110 off-peak season.
That's got to be a bargain, hasn't it?
This is for two people, and then after two it's an extra $15 per adult and $10 per child.
I don't think I'd want more than two people in that. I'd be greedy.
You don't want any children? I can give you... some children. I have plenty of children.
Oh, dear. You're very generous, Bryony, I must say that. I really appreciate it. Now, if we want to find out more, what's the best phone number to call on?
Yeah, our phone number here is 03-5243-5505.
All right, that's 03-5243-5505. And what's the email and web address?
Yes, it's riverglenhp@bigpond.com.
Nice and easy. Now, that's River Glen HP stands for Holiday Park, so River Glen HP, all one word, at Big Pond.
That's correct.
And do you have a website we can have a bit of a look at?
Yes, it's www.riverglenhp.com.au.
You make it so easy to discover, and what a lovely experience. Now, I should have asked too, you've got a little shop there too, haven't you, when we forget to get those emergencies?
We have, that we get drinks at, but we've got a little cafe next door.
Oh, I love that, a cafe. And internet, if we need to correspond with our family?
Yes, we have Digi Wi-Fi.
Perfect. Sounds lovely. Well, Bryony, I really appreciate your time. I know it's busy because it's school holidays, so I'll let you get back to all the fun, and we'll look forward to talking to you again, and go Geelong.
Yeah, go Geelong. That's it. Thank you so much for the call.